Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. The gospel accounts of the resurrection get confusing. At least I've been confused since Monday. I'm going to take a look at each of the gospel accounts real quick. Matthew lists the holy women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, and the 11 apostles. Mark, which we heard this morning, records that Mary Magdalene, the two disciples of Emmaus, and the 11 saw him. Luke lists the holy women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Joanna, and others with them, the disciples at Emmaus, and the 11. And then St. John writes about Mary Magdalene and the 11 seeing him. And in addition to the gospel, St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians that more than 500 brethren at once saw the resurrected Christ. Incredible. We also, in traditions of the church and the faith, piously believe that the Blessed Mother would have been the first to see her son. She is not mentioned accompanying the holy women to the tomb on Easter morning in any of the Gospels, because she would have likely known the tomb was empty. And the Gospels are silent on this point because our Lord's visit to his Blessed Mother would have been private and for her alone. So, in total, before the ascension, the resurrected Christ revealed Christ to the Blessed Mother, Mary Magdalene, the holy women, the apostles, and over 500 disciples. This is good news. This is great news. This is the gospel. And here at the end of today's gospel, Mark's account, Jesus says, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." The Catechism tells us those who, with God's help, have welcomed Christ's call and freely responded to it are urged on by the love of Christ to proclaim the good news everywhere in the world. Urged on by the love of Christ. We are the salt of the earth. We are called to be salt and light. Pope Benedict said, if you do not become his witnesses in your daily lives, who will do so in your place? It's a good challenge for us this morning. If we do not become witnesses in our daily lives, who will do so in your place? Christians are in the church and with the church, missionaries of Christ sent into the world. Amen.